Staycation setup time with your faves. It's the morning mess. JD, Sienna, your guy, Joey Boy. We got Alexis on the line. Now, Alexis, per the email, you think that your man is lying about the constant spam calls that he's receiving and that it's actually probably another woman calling.
Yeah, so my boyfriend Shane is making me feel like I'm just going crazy. And for the past 2 weeks, he's been like getting all these constant phone calls from the same number all day long. And so I always see the same number pop up right about when we get home for the night, when we're, you know, eating dinner, watching TV, whatever. And so I was like, what's going on with that? I asked him about it and he told me, oh, it's just spam calls. And at first I was like, makes sense. But then I was like, aren't spam calls usually like from all different kinds of numbers, not the same one calling every single day?
Mm.
And so then there's times when he goes to answer the call and he'll leave the room to do it. And I'm like, why would you answer a spam call
right,
if you know that it's a spam call because it's coming from the same number that always calls you on spam? So I don't know about you guys, but like I don't answer those calls. And I would not leave the room to answer them if I was going to for any reason.
Yeah.
Right. This is something I'm thinking, like the whole hack back in the days where you titled the person's name spam call.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a mean trick there.
Yeah, or you would put like Domino's pizza.
Dang, he's throwing it back.
Is that what you're thinking that he did?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I asked him about it and he's just sticking to his story. It's spam calls. But it was driving me crazy because it was happening over and over again. And so I checked his phone while he was asleep to look at the call log. And it was just this long, long list of this same number that he just talks to throughout the whole day on the phone. He'll answer it when he's at work or whatever he's doing throughout the day when we're not together. So call me crazy, but like I called the number. And of course, there's another woman who answers the phone and she's like, hi, babe, is everything okay?
Oh, hell no.
Well, there it is, girly.
Well, there it is. Well, thank
you
for calling.
What are you calling us for?
I froze and I just hung up. And
what? You didn't talk to her?
How do you not go off?
I throw his phone in the lake.
The lake? Where the hell do you live?
Tempe Town Lake.
This guy over here.
I throw the phone in the lake.
All right.
But you guys, I'm a Scorpio, so I need to like get my lick back in my way.
Ugh, well, Scorpios are the worst.
That girl's getting her lick back. Her back lick.
Ew, joke.
I have to embarrass him here on the radio with you guys because he's been lying to me this whole time.
All right.
Well, Sienna, let's give a call to your man to obviously find out that he is getting cheated on.
Yeah, so we're going to call him up. I'm going to offer him this free romantic stay, and then I'll ask him what he wants to put down for the reservation, and then that's when I give him the chance to either say your name or whoever he's cheating with, but obviously it sounds like he's cheating, so that's your chance to go off.
Yeah, thank you.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Shane?
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, Shane, my name is Selena's calling with the Aurora Hotel with some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Oh, I'm not interested. I appreciate it.
Well, before you hang up here, I want to let you know that we want to put you and a guest in our brand new penthouse suite with the honeymoon package, all for free.
Do you need my credit card information or anything?
I wouldn't need any personal information from you. All we ask in return for the stay is a Google or Yelp review of your experience, and that's pretty much it.
Do I do the Google review afterward?
Yeah, you can do it after your stay and we won't bother you unless you want to return and visit us again. Then we'd love that.
Okay, all right. I guess it's worth a try.
All right, well, congratulations, Shane. I'm very excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to that guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a second to think on what you want the note to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
Okay. I'll go sweet.
Oh, okay.
I'll say, you have the most kissable cheeks.
Oh, that's really cute. I like that. Okay, well, I have that written down, Shane. So just one more question for you. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Joanna.
I knew you were flip this whole time.
You know who that is, Shane. Mm-hmm. And we're the morning mess. We got to let you know you're live on the radio. And Alexis called us suspecting that you were cheating. And obviously you are.
What do you mean, obviously I am? What is this?
Are you kidding me? No. You want to go kiss Joanna's? How stupid do you think I am? I caught on you to hear your bullshit. The second that number kept calling you and you walked out of the room to talk to someone, the
this is. Little did you know, I called that number back and another picked up the phone, which is why I called you on the radio. You don't get to embarrass me and get away with it.
Okay. Why the do you think it's okay to go through my phone? You don't see that as a problem?
Oh, okay. Of course you want to come up with this. Who gives a about that? You shouldn't have given me a reason to feel like I needed to go through your phone. That's the first time I ever did that because you're calling someone every night. You're making me think I'm crazy. You're making me think that I don't do.
How is that not crazy? First, you go through my phone and call whoever the it is. Then you put me on the radio. Does this, do you feel better? Does this make you feel, because if anything, it makes you look pretty stupid right now.
Wow, what the are you talking about? You're just trying to gaslight the out of me right now like you've been doing our whole relationship, and I don't believe you. I know what the you're doing. I heard you pick another girl over me, so it's done. It's over.
Oh my God. I don't have to be on this. I don't have to be on this. Bye. Goodbye.
You.
He hung up. He obviously has been cheating on you, Miss Alexis, and I'm glad you caught him up because how long were y'all together?
A year and a half.
Thank God it was not like 5 to 10 years, you know what I mean?
Still wasted a ton of my life within those.
Well, I have counseling services if you like to take them. I know you sound upset, but I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, I think I'll be okay. Thank you, guys. I have to get that out.
What's wrong, JD?
He's such a moron for having that spam call all the time. I'm not a fan of breaking in phones, but this was what was supposed to happen.
See, she found out what she needed to know by going through his phone.
That's
still
right.
A terrible thing to do.
Are you co-signing on it now, JD? So if you're in a relationship, you should go through each other's phone?
One in a million. All right? One in a million.
I don't know about that figure.